USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Television audiences across the country will be able to view former President Trump's Georgia arraignment. The judge overseeing his election interference case ruled Tuesday that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom. Trump expected to turn himself in Thursday. It's confirmed Trump's sit-down with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson will stream around the same time as Wednesday night's first Republican primary debate televised in Milwaukee. But what about where all the other candidates will be standing on the debate stage?
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy will stand center stage. Recent polls have shown Ramaswamy edging closer to DeSantis for the number two spot. An Emerson College poll showed the two tied at 10% support each. However, they're both trailing Trump, who leads with 56% support. I'm John Schaefer.
Members of the Teamsters Union are ratifying a five-year deal at UPS that puts an end to the threat of a strike. According to the union, 86% of the members voted for the contract. Tropical Storm Harold's made landfall in South Texas, bringing heavy rain, strong winds, and a chance for coastal flooding. Over a million people in the area are being affected. Japan will release treated radioactive wastewater into the Pacific Ocean this week.
The country's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, gave his approval today to begin the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant plan. Kishida said in a cabinet meeting the controversial step will be important to the plant's decommissioning and in its recovery process after a 2011 earthquake and tsunami ruined the plant's cooling systems. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All eight passengers have been rescued from a broken chairlift in Pakistan that dangled over 900 feet in the air for more than 15 hours. Seven children and their teacher had been trapped in the chairlift after a cable line snapped over a mountainous region. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Two Republican presidential candidates plan to take legal action against the RNC for not allowing them to participate in Wednesday's debate. Conservative radio host Larry Elder claims he met all the requirements set out by the RNC to qualify for the debate in Milwaukee, but was told he was ineligible. Businessman Perry Johnson also says he met every requirement but was denied. The two accused the RNC of rigging the contest. FEMA officials who are responding to the fire that destroyed the historic town of Lahaina on Maui are reportedly staying in very expensive luxury hotels.
FEMA officials are facing criticism for staying in luxury hotels costing $1,000 per night. Slow response to the disaster has drawn scrutiny. FEMA officials are accused of being complacent because they don't want to leave their lavish accommodations. Fire victims also expressing dissatisfaction with the $700 aid for food and clothing. I'm John Schaefer.
Humans working at fast food restaurants may become a thing of the past. Taco Bell and other fast food chains could switch to digital-only sales. That's according to The Hill, which reports parent company Yum Brands said in an earnings call this month it plans to move to 100% digital sales at its restaurants, which also includes Pizza Hut and KFC. That means customers would order through apps, websites, or in-store kiosks. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.